Merry Christmas. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Atrocities are mounting in Burma. President of Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein, just returned from the border of Myanmar and Thailand and says the situation is grave.
The government, it seems, intent on genocide. 500,000 people have died already. They say it surpasses Darfur because they've documented over 3,300 villages have been completely burned to the ground.
Vision Beyond Borders was able to take rice, medical supplies, toys for Christmas, and Bibles to the refugees.
Even in the midst of all this atrocity, many people are getting saved. So we want to keep providing Bibles.
The complete interview is available at missionnetworknews.org. Next, rebels of the Lord's Resistance Army have been menacing Christians in Northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton urges Christians to pray for the safety of these Christians, even as the anniversary of the 2008 massacres passes. Many are haunted by what happened during those days.
We need to continue to hold them before the Lord, and I'm sure that our relatives who lost family before this, and they're back again, and then they're hearing this threat to do this, would be a very disconcerting thing for Christians, which in some cases would probably even close down the Christmas services that they plan.
And Liberia and Mozambique may be facing water shortages in the coming months. That makes working water wells a critical part of survival. World Hope International says their diesel well drilling rigs and some of their other equipment are in need of repair. They're asking for master mechanics who can give a couple of months to help. Their water programs play a key role in community development and evangelistic ministry. Our website will point you in the right direction. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you like more information on these and other stories, just go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. On behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Greg Yoder wishing you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.